music from Good English. That's Take Control from the EP of the same name. They're going to be starting off the music at Omega Music this Saturday. It's a day of music in honor of Record Store Day, which is all kinds of fun. One of my favorite unofficial official holidays of the year. And we are welcoming in a return visitor to the show, Mr. Dave Obenauer of Ghetto Blaster Magazine. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, very happy to have you back. Before we talk about all of the cool Record Store Day things that are happening and that you're helping with, why don't we give people a little bit, if folks didn't tune in last year or aren't familiar, tell us just a little snippet about Ghetto Blaster.
Sure. Ghetto Blaster is a publication that I started writing for when I was living in New York. And after that, I heard they needed an editor. So I became their editor, and now I'm in Dayton. So it's a Dayton magazine. Sure. but no, it's been great. We've been around for about 15 years. I've been editing the magazine for the last 6 or 7, with my wife handling all the graphic design duties. And we cover a lot of different stuff. The last few covers have been Ian MacKay, his new band, the band The Evens with his wife, Dinosaur Jr., who you heard earlier on the show. So a pretty wide range.
And you guys have been doing a lot of online stuff, I've been noticing too, more recently. Constant updates online these days.
For sure. And that is all thanks to the tremendous efforts of Tim Andrell. He is amazing. Before I had Tim on board, the website was kind of just the redheaded stepchild of the organization. I always had these great aspirations of things that I'd like to do with it, but just had my hands pretty full with the magazine and all the writers. But now that Tim's on board, he's been doing a great job. It's been helping us get a lot more exposure, and just, being a quarterly publication, it helps fill some of the dead time with some original content. I think we just posted an interview with Laura Stevenson, as well as the dude from Waves.
I think that is the correct pronunciation of that one.
A lot of DJs don't do that, but yeah, it is pronounced Waves.
Well, tell me about how you got involved with the local Record Store Day celebrations. You were here last year, and that was kind of your first year in kind of a organizing gathering of people, mover of moving parts role. How did all that get started?
I said I was going to do it.
It's as easy as that, folks.
I mean, it really is, kind of, as long as, you know, you don't worry about not making money. I mean, it's really easy to get involved in Dayton. A lot of times people are very excited when you express interest in starting something. And I was able to coordinate a lot of this stuff with help from you guys, with help from the Dayton Music Fest, with help from the local record stores. And this year, expanding on, we've partnered with a lot more businesses, and everyone's very excited for it. I think it's going to be great. It was just kind of a matter of, We kept thinking, like, wouldn't it be fun? Because, I mean, you go to the stores, you get the releases, you watch the bands, and that's great. But then, like, you know, most stores close at 10. You've got all this pent-up energy. I love records. So we decided, like, well, you know, what if we rented out the Neon? And, you know, we could do a screening of some record store associated movie. And then from there, we thought, like, well, you know, what if we did music trivia? And what if we tried to involve the other businesses? To try to get people to understand all the great things beyond the record store that our area has to offer.
And it really is, you know, Record Store Day is about sort of celebrating the independent record store, a locally owned business. And now you guys have partnered with all of these other locally owned small businesses, you know, the Neon, our local, one of our local art house theaters, in addition to the Little Art here in Yellow Springs. And, all of the businesses, Blind Bob's, I know, where the music trivia is happening, and then the businesses in the Oregon District. Did you have that ripple effect in mind when you got started with this, or was that just kind of like a happy side effect of all this fun?
I think it was definitely a happy side effect. We didn't get near as extensive last year as we did this year. And it was just this idea of, like, I wanted it to be more than just, you know, spending a couple hours at a record store. I wanted it to be a celebration of record stores and like, having the community come out and support it. And also just showing people, like, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff happening. You know, you came down here for that Sony Classics Eagles repress LP or whatever, but you don't need to wait for Record Store Day 2014 to come back down to Yellow Springs Toxic or Omega down there in the Oregon District. Like, there's lots of different stuff going on. I think initially last year the some of the record store owners were a little pensive about me trying to involve others, just because, you know, it's still kind of a touch and go market, although we're blessed with stores that have been doing really well. But I think they were able to see all the benefits that come with, you know, creating more of a shopping district, more of an area that has an advantages for people.
And I think, you know, that is kind of the way, at least the way I record shop, is not just limited to, you know, I have like five favorite stores, because, you know, there's that thrill of the hunt where you're going from place to place and, oh, this one has this great thing, and, you know, maybe this other one has this thing that you couldn't find anywhere else. So there's this kind of that informal cooperation, I think, that happens in the customers' minds, that sounds like it's happening a little more from the end of some of the businesses.
Yeah, no, and I've been really encouraged. I mean, all of the record store owners definitely express, you know, they'll be happy to point customers to the other shops if it's not something they have. And I definitely think there's a, you know, the core of this, that growing up in Northern Ohio, my friends and I used to take trips down to Columbus, and we would, back before it became Campus Gateway, there's a kind of ghetto area between Short North and Campus, and we always used to park our car there by the old Kroger that's now a very new Kroger. But we'd park our car there because you didn't have to pay, and the dollar was way too much of an inconvenience. But we'd park our car there, and then we'd walk down and we'd hit up Singing Dog and Used Kids and Magnolia and, you know, a lot of other really great shops. And it was an event, you know, and I wanted to kind of replicate that for myself. I mean, honestly, a lot of this is like, man, I want to see this movie in a theater, but maybe I'll tell other people about it too.
You don't want to be just like the one guy in there. But it is true, I have to say, when I think of, especially during college, kind of the taking the record shopping experience and making a day of it and making it kind of an adventure or an experience that you have with your friends. There is sort of this communal aspect to record shopping and record stores that is, you know, some people would argue is a dying thing, but I think it's still very much alive and well if you're willing to look, especially in our community. We've got, you know, quite a few hubs for that kind of activity.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny that you mentioned that. It brings to mind, on these Columbus record adventures, my friends and I would always kind of leapfrog each other in the $3 bin, because we didn't want the other person looking through the CDs before us, because, you know, then they're going to fish out all the sweet stuff.
Right.
And I'm going to be sorting through, you know, 20 copies of Ace of Base. So that's not exactly fair. So I don't like that communal aspect of it.
It's that healthy competition, competitive record shopping. It ought to be a sport. Well, we are talking about Record Store Day 2013. It's this Saturday, happening at stores all over the Miami Valley, Toxic Beauty here in Yellow Springs, Omega Music, and the Record Gallery in the Oregon District. We're going to be back to talk more about what specific activities are happening and tell you about this film that's showing at the Neon on Saturday night. But first, let's hear from another one of the bands that's playing at Omega. They're going to be there a little later on in the afternoon. And this is King Elk, from their latest album, Making Buildings Out of Everything. We'll be back with more here on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
a cold wind blows around your heart.
Doesn't like the heat. She loves planting flowers, but she doesn't like to weed. Oh, and she loves swimming, but her hair just can't get wet. She likes to look her best. She's Ohio's Mona Lisa. She's been painted by this land. But she loves to read Jane Austen and feel those pages in her hand. This ain't no sinner of art and culture, but she's doing the best she can. Well, she was born to live somewhere else, but she's making the best of where she is today. Well, she was meant to leave this place, but she's making it more beautiful the longer she with a smile on her face. And she appreciates what the farmlands
doing for this place? Oh, when she loves the sunshine, but she wears the darkest shades to hide herself away. Well, she was born to live somewhere else, but she's making the best of where she is today. Well, she was born a city girl, but she's treating this old countryside like it's the center of the world. Maybe one day she'll leave this place, but she's making it more beautiful with the longer she.
Music from the New Old Fashioned. Before that, we heard King Elk. Both of those bands are going to be performing at Omega Music in downtown Dayton as part of Record Store Day. It's a celebration of the independent record store of vinyl, music on vinyl. And there are all kinds of things happening in the Miami Valley. I want to welcome back Dave Obenauer. Hey.
Hi.
So we've got the stuff happening at Omega. And just to give folks a quick rundown, Good English is going to start the day at noon. You're going to hear from the Giant Steps, Goodbye, King Elk, the Buffalo Killers, who we'll hear from a little later, Wheels, who just released their new album, the Seedy Seeds, who I love, and the New Old Fashioned, The Story Changes, and My Latex Brain. So they're going to have music until 9 o'clock. And the Harvest Mobile Cuisine food truck will be parked out back. So you can even get some yummy food truck food while you're out there. I know the Record Gallery also has all kinds of deals happening that day. And Toxic Beauty is going to have a slew of the exclusive Record Store Day releases. Just talked to Josh today, and he said he's got some good ones. But of course, if you're going to do that, get in line early. Camp out, starting now. But Dave, there's other stuff happening throughout the day. Tell us about the music trivia that's going to be going on at Blind Bob's.
Yeah, no, we're doing music trivia at Blind Bob's. Yeah, no. But no, it's the second year we're doing it, and we make a special golden 7-inch as the grand prize. And if that doesn't interest you, we do have a pair of tickets to this year's Nelsonville Music Festival.
Ooh, nice.
That we're also offering up. As well as each round, you're going to be playing for a pair of tickets to an upcoming show at Blind Bob's. We're going to have little vouchers, so you'll be able to cash those in at some future date. But yeah, it's fun. I'm trying to. I've been passing everything by my wife to make sure that I'm not getting too nerdy with my questions, that I'm having accessible things. I've got some yes or no questions in there, so... It should play to a decent amount of levels, but, you know, there's some nerdy stuff in there, too. So
study up.
Yeah, study up. There's going to be one Dayton music question in each round, so it might behoove you to learn your local music for just this one day of trivia.
You should learn your local music for always.
Nope, just for this one day.
Just for this one day. That's all.
Then forget it.
Yeah. Just go back into under your rock.
Back to Nickelback.
Oh. So what time is that getting started, the music trivia?
That's going to start at 4 o'clock, and that'll probably run for about 2 hours or so. Blind Bob's is going to be having discounts, too. So if you bring a receipt from either the Record Gallery, Omega, or Toxic here in Yellow Springs, you'll be able to get a discount on some food while you eat and play.
Even better.
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
Better. And as far as the bringing the receipts around, I know some other businesses in the Oregon District are also going to be offering some deals, discounts, and things like that.
Yeah, there's going to be a poster that you can keep your eyes peeled for that day. And that's going to be featured in the storefront of all the participating businesses. Offhand, I know for sure that Press, the coffee shop there on Wayne, Trolley Stop, Blind Bob's, Tie Nine, Fifth Street Deli, Brim, Bonnets, Clash, Eclectic Essentials. I guess I'm just listing every
business.
That's like
business. Everybody.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much
just
did.
About everyone.
Like I went down there talking to everyone I felt comfortable talking to. And yeah, I mean, I wasn't able to hit everyone. Maybe next year. Maybe not.
I say that is a noble group though. That's a lot of folks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and they're all very excited and happy to get in on this. And if those names are names that excite you too, I want to throw a quick plug in there. We're going to be giving away 2 Oregon District shopping sprees at the movie screening at the Neon at 10 o'clock. And entry for that is going to be based on all the receipts you can collect from that day. So if you go to 5 different stores and you have 5 different receipts, you can enter in 5 times and increase your chance
Ooh.
Of winning those. So
see, supporting local business does give back.
It pays off, you selfish people.
So tell us about the film. This is really exciting that this is going to be shown on the big screen at the Neon.
Yeah, no, I'm thrilled to get it. We were fortunate enough back in 2009 or 2010 to do an interview with the director, Brendan Toller. And he was just a great guy to deal with, a really nice guy, and he did an amazing film. But in my interactions with him, he had expressed that he'd been to the region a couple times. He'd been to a couple Heed Fest, which some of you may recognize that as the annual Guided by Voices get together. After last year, we had a great turnout with Empire Records. It was a lot of fun. We were thinking, like, man, it'd be fun to do this documentary. It's a little more focused on some of the things that the day is about. And I reached out to Brendan about it, and he offered up the rights to screen the movie for free, which is very exciting. So we only had to cover the movie theater rental fee and through generous donations from Omega, Ty 9, Fifth Street, and Blind Bob's. We were able to cover that. And then this movie screening is going to be free. So there is no excuse, unless you're at the WISO silent auction, there's no excuse not to be there.
You could probably even... You might be able to make it back from the auction in time, since the movie screening's at 10.
There you go.
You could
yeah.
conceivably do both.
Just and make sure you have a DD.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, get a designated driver, and you could be a champion of the day
by doing
all of the above. So tell me a little bit more about what the film is about. It's a documentary about kind of record stores and record store culture.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just him kind of telling the story about the kind of decline that has happened in the independent record stores, kind of with the fall of physical sales, and talking to a bunch of different luminaries in the music scene, from Ian MacKaye, who you mentioned earlier, Thurston Moore, I think the dude from Motorhead, Lemmy. I like how I said that with a hick accent. and a whole bunch of different other people just talking about what's happened, what's happening, and what could happen, too. So it's a really interesting kind of slice of life of the whole different scene. It's available on Netflix, but if you watch it at Netflix, you'd be watching it at home alone, not with a bunch of people having a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's no fun.
That's no fun.
Yeah, the social experience of going, you know, again, it's that community thing. Going
yeah.
to see a movie as a community, going to the record store, all that good stuff.
That's right.
You gotta be with your people.
That's right.
So that gets started at 10
o'clock, yes.
Very cool.
If you're, it'll probably be more like 10:15. I'll probably, you know, bide a little bit of time. I'm telling people 10, but it's probably 10:15. If you know the music scene, that's still pretty on time.
Yes, absolutely.
Doors at 8, first band at 11.
Well, you know, you should get there at 10, because with a free showing, it you want to get a good seat.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And also to enter in to win those shopping sprees that we're putting up there. That's a great prize that I'm really angry that that's one of the things that I can't participate in.
That's the downside of being the organizer.
Yeah, unfortunately it is.
Well, moving forward from... after Record Store Day. Do you have any big plans as far as Ghetto Blaster or anything else you're working on? Or is it just kind of wait and see what other magical things you can cook up?
Well, currently we've got the current issue of Ghetto Blaster is still on stands with the Evens, which is Ian MacKay's band. I've mentioned that like three times. You're welcome, Discord. but yeah, that's still on stands, and you can buy that at local shops, and I highly recommend you do. It's a Ghost Light. I think there are a couple of copies at Press as well as Omega and at Toxic Beauty here in Yellow Springs. We're at chains too, like I think Books & Co. and Second & Charles, some of those things. But if you can, go to the smaller shops. And then we've got our next issue coming out in either late May or early January with a really exciting person, and I won't say who it is, though, on the cover, and some really big names. And with that, too, this is more of like a nerdy insider thing for me, but we've got our ISSN number squared away, so now we're getting our international shipping up in a bigger way. We've been out there a little, but now we're getting 500 additional copies sent to England. So that's
pretty cool.
It's
branching,
fun.
Yeah, branching out in the world. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. So there's that, and I don't know. This may be very premature, but I've also been kind of kicking around in the old can the idea of doing a comedy festival in the Oregon District. But I'm going to need another person or two. So if you're listening and you want to help organize a comedy festival, contact me.
Talk to Dave. And if you're interested in the comedy festival, just keep listening to the show, because if when it happens, we'll just have you back.
All right.
And we'll talk about it.
I appreciate that.
We've been talking to Dave Obenauer of Ghetto Blaster Magazine. He's helping put on some of the Record Store Day festivities here in the Miami Valley on Saturday. There's going to be all kinds of things happening at Toxic Beauty here in Yellow Springs, at Omega Music and the Record Gallery in the Oregon District, Music Trivia at Blind Bob's at 4, and at 10 o'clock at the Neon Movies, they're going to be screening I Need That Record. It's a really great documentary. Check it out. We'll put details up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio, and all the stores have event pages for all of the cool things that they're doing. Dave, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to listen to the Buffalo Killers right now. They're going to be at Omega in the afternoon. This is from their latest album. It's called Hey Girl.